我们先念诵《般若波罗蜜多心经》和 Start by reciting the Heart of Perfection Wisdom Sutra。《般若波罗蜜多心经》，观自在菩萨行深般若波罗蜜多时，照见五蕴皆空，度一切苦厄。舍利子，色不异空，空不异色，色即是空，空即是色，受想行识亦复如是。舍利子，是诸法空相，不生不灭，不垢不净，不增不减。是故空中无色，无受想行识，无眼耳鼻舌身意，声香味触法，无眼界乃至无意识界，无无明亦无无明尽，乃至无老死亦无老死尽，无苦集灭道，无智亦无得。所得故，菩提萨陀依般若波罗蜜多故，心无挂碍，无挂碍故，无有恐怖，远离颠倒梦想，究竟涅槃。三世诸佛依般若波罗蜜多故，得阿耨多罗三藐三菩提，故知般若波罗蜜多是大神咒，是大明咒，是无上咒，是无等等咒，能除一切苦，真实不虚。故说般若波罗蜜多咒，即说咒曰：嘎帝嘎帝，帕拉嘎帝，帕拉桑嘎帝，波利苏哈。接着我们要念诵的是功德本颂。It is followed by the recitation of foundation of all good qualities, which can be found in the small prayer books, this white color one, page 22. We recite in Mandarin. 功德本颂，唯愿加持令我先善见，于诸功德之本恩惠主，如理依止是乃道之根，然后精进恭敬成依止。唯愿加持令我先体悟，一次所得此善有暇深，难得有意，然后不间断，昼夜升起取其精华心。唯愿加持令我先念此，生命飘摇犹如水泡沫，迅速即为死魔所摧毁，并且确知黑白业诸果，事后跟从犹如影随形，然后令我时时不放逸，众恶中连小罪皆断除，并且成就一切善法具。唯愿加持令我先认清，世间圆满诸过众苦门，不可依赖，享受不厌足，然后勇稳追求解脱了。唯愿加持令我善巧用，由彼清净心令所引发，正念正知极大不放逸，主修教法根本别解脱。唯愿加持令我先观察，诸母有情同我落有海，然后按习殊胜菩提心，复合救度众生之重担。唯愿加持令我先善见，若仅发心却于三种见，不屈修持不能成菩提，然后精进勤学佛子律。唯愿加持令我先留中，熄灭于诸妄境之调举，并且如理四察真实意，迅速升起止观双运道。唯愿加持令我于共道修成法器，随令顺利入诸圣中最殊胜金刚圣，彼具善缘众生正精度。彼时加持令我真确知，所谓清净誓言及律仪，乃是成就二系地之本，宁可不顾生命护守之。于是加持令我先通达，须不精要及二次地心，然后遵照圣者之教诲，坚定勤修四座瑜伽法。唯愿加持令我诸如是开示显圣道之善知识，如理修习道理皆长寿，并愿内外障碍尽平息。唯愿世事不离真上师，唯愿随时享有圣正法，并于地道功德圆满后迅速证得金刚持果位。
Hello.
Oh, somebody there.
Can you hear? Hello. Okay, so start with our breathing meditation. Okay, then few minutes just to breathing meditation. Okay, so then after, in front of oneself, then visualize Guru Shakyamuni clearly. Okay.
Yeah. 同样的，我们在 开始前先做一个简短的共修，我们要做呼吸观，几分钟，然后把我们的心呢静下来，然后观想前方的虚空，本师释迦牟尼佛，观想的越清晰越好。
So then, also then, visualize numberless of offering, then offer to Buddha Shakyamuni.
接着观想呢，对本师释迦牟尼佛呢，献无量无边的供养。
So then, next we do chanting Buddha Shakyamuni mantra 7 times. So then, same time visualize the nectar come from Guru Shakyamuni Buddha into yourself and all other sentient beings, by then purify all our physical pain, mental suffering.
接着呢，我们要念诵本师释迦牟尼佛的心咒七次，在念诵的时候呢，同时观想呢佛身呢放出大光芒，降下甘露，这甘露呢进入我们的身体，还有一切所有的众生的身体，净化了我们所有心理和生理上所感受到的痛苦烦恼。Taya ta om mune mune maha munaye soha Taya ta om mune mune maha munaye Taya ta om mune mune maha munaye soha 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 Taya ta om mune mune maha munaye soha.
Then last day to show dedication here, so.So, whatever merit you collect, immediately you dedicate, then it's become beneficial. So therefore, so dedicate this way, you know, whatever the virtues collect by doing this chanting, meditation, all this become cause to become achieve full enlightenment.
现在呢，我们就回向我们呢，根据这样的念诵佛的咒语啊，还有观想的，把我们所积累的福德资粮回向给我们，能够成就大菩提，证得正等正觉。
So we talk about the last, talk about the ignorance. Yeah. Those who need a picture, then there's some you need. You know how to see the picture, not wait.
Ananda, I thought you want to distribute.
Okay. Oh, yeah, so... So last class talk about the song, yeah? What row bought, you remember? Huh? Then what? Gently down the stream. Then
Merrily, life is but a dream.
Life is but a dream.
Merrily.
Okay. So I memorized that song after that. I went there. So I mean, so again here, of course, you know, the song is down the stream, you row the boat. Yeah. So here you can understand your human body as a boat. Boat. Okay, then you have to row where? In the misery. You know, the ocean of sickness, the ocean of death, ocean of aging, ocean of birth. You know, this poor river. So you row the boat, so that means your body have to go through that.
上个星期呢，我们谈到了一首英文的儿歌，就是那个划小船。啊，大家还记得吗？就是英文歌曲呢，就划划划小船，划呀划小船。好，美丽的，人生如梦。这个人生在这里呢，这个人的是个身体啊，就好像是说船一样。像我们要把这个人生这条船划向哪里呢？这样上星期我们讲了。 就是藏传佛教、藏传里面有一个句话，经典里面一句话就讲：划向生老病死的海洋。因为呢，这个人生是我们的，我们运用这个人生呢，要划向哪里呢？大多数都是划向这个生老病死的大海洋里。So
like that, then of course, maybe. But you can understand it gently. It's mentioned that gently, gently mean caution. Here you can understand this way, caution, you know. You have to go through that. There's no choice. That's the only way, you know. You know, so when you go through that, always be gentle so that can be understand mindfulness or can be understand as the caution, okay. While you're going through that, always be caution, mindful, you know.
所以呢，这里应援儿歌里面就说，缓慢的、很柔和的去划着你的小船，慢慢的划着。这个很缓慢呢，告诉我们呢，其实呢，我们要非常小心啊，小心翼翼的划着我们这个人生的小船，因为呢，每个人都要经过这个过程呢，生下来这个人生的过程，所以呢，我们是没有法子的，没得选择的。所以呢，我们就要非常缓慢的提起我们的正念。所以呢，我们可以这样去理解啊，提起我们的正念，在我们这个人生的过程中呢，要时刻保持保有这个正念。
So like that, so of course you have to caution. Then of course, you as a captain, then you are a very skillful captain, have to row your boat down the stream with the caution. You know, whatever the river up and down or wave up and down, is still you are able to manage. Not only that, you know, and then also able to sing the song, you know. Merrily, you know, by singing and row the boat, you know.
所以呢，我们要时常提起一个正念呢，而且我们就是这艘人生的船的船长，所以呢，我们要非常有技巧的划在这个生命的河流上。这生命的河流上呢，有很多哈、哦、起起伏伏、上上下下，还有急流啊，各种状况。可是呢，我们在提起正念，应付很有技巧划着船，应付这些状况的时候呢，我们还可以开心的唱着歌。美丽的美丽的人生。
So I can hear, so that's, I mean, so we can understand here, we have this human rebirth, this human body, have to go through this poor river of sickness, aging, death, birth. So like that. But if you have wisdom, as I mentioned, your mind is a captain. So if you have wisdom, then you are able to enjoy while you're going through that, you know, if you know how to think. So you can sing song while you in samsara also.
所以呢，如果我们要明白啊，我们这个人生得到这个人的身体呢，就是要滑向这个生老病死这四个河流，这个河流的四个阶段。所以呢，我们应该运用我们的智慧啊，我们的心就好像船长一样，可以运用这个智慧呢。这样如果运用这智慧的话，我们就懂得怎么在这个充满上上下下的河流中呢，知道怎么样去应对，然后呢，就算有很多状况呢，我们还是可以在这个轮回中享受我们的人生，可以一边滑一边唱歌。
So like that. So, of course, as a boat, you as a captain, of course, you have to go through the different wave. You know, so sometimes there's difficult up and down, and sometimes quite smooth, you know. So, end of the day, you are good captain, you know, so able to make to reach the destination, the other side. So here, same thing, you know, your mind have wisdom, then your caution, mindfulness with that, then, you know, you can cross over this, you know, from this samsara to other samsara, you know, cross from here to other destination, we're able to cross that.
所以呢，我们因为我们是这个人生的船长呢，所以呢，我们就必须经过在划着船的过程中呢，经过这大大小小的风浪。这风，所以呢，它并不是每一次都是风平浪静的，也不是，也就说它不是一帆风顺的。可是呢，我们可以很技巧的用我们这个人生的滑向彼岸，就运用我们心里的智慧去关照，然后提起正念，然后就可以呢从这里渡到彼岸。
So like that, of course, then again, when you go through this ocean.Yeah, so then when you row the boat or I don't know, then captain have to be mindful, you know. So also you must have idea why you want to go, you know. So then you can arrive that place. So similarly here, so as a human being, so you must have some idea why you want to go, you know. And for that, you really want to reach that kind of destination,You need to be caution, you need to be mindfulness. Then you need the skill to row the boat, you know, so then you are able to reach the next destination where you want to, you know.
所以呢，同样道理呢，我们可以把它这样想。 要这个划这艘船的船长呢、必须是有正念正知、所以他必须要知道，诶，我这艘船要开到哪里去，我的目的地要去哪里，这样呢他才可以运用技巧划到他的目的地。拥有了这个人生呢，我们可以问自己，我们这个人呢、拥有这个人的身体，我们这一生过后，我们这一生到底要去哪里，我们的目的地在哪里。如果我们懂我们的目的地，我们的目标，我们要去哪里的话呢，我们就可以小心翼翼地划这艘人生的船，然后呢提起正念正知，然后很有技巧的，我们就可以呢达到我们的目的地，就可以去到彼岸。
So if you are not mindful, or if you are not cautious, or if you are not aware, then, you know, you as a captain, then of course, whatever the water or wave carry away, let him carry, because you don't really focus your mind, you know.Whatever, then let it be. You know, whatever the wave carry you, then of course, then you won't reach the destination. You know, so not only that, through that you have so much difficulties. You know.
So, 呢，如果我们没有提起正念的话，我们放逸了，或者是不知道我们在做些什么的话，像身为这艘人生的船长呢，我们就很容易呢被这个风浪啊把我们吹到不懂何处去，不知道哪里去了。因为呢，我们没有把我们的心呢专注没有专注去视察、去观察我们的内心。所以呢，如果是这样的话呢，我们就会遇到很多的困难。
So like that, exactly like that. So while we are in this samsara, you know, because of no choice, because karma delusion, we get this body, have to go through that. Then have to be mindful, you know, and caution how our minds, you know, whether under the negative influence or not, you know.If we are not mindful, then just whatever mind thing, just your mind carried by that negative emotion, then it's the difficult journey, you know.
所以呢，我们的这个人生也是一模一样的。当我们在轮回里面的时候呢，我们是没有什么选择，也是没有办法的，我们就投身到这个得到这个身体了。这个身体呢是由我们过去所造的业报成熟了，它的易熟果还有无明呢而来的。所以呢，我们得到了这样的身体之后呢，我们必须时时刻刻提起我们的正念正知，要时常观察我们的心，让我们的心呢不受到烦恼的影响。如果呢任由我们的心呢这样放任啊，它会受烦恼的影响的话呢，我们的这个人生的旅程呢就会遇到很多很多的困难和障碍。
So here, so the point is that having this body, this human life, then if you have wisdom, you know, then able to practice, able to accumulate merit, you know, in daily life, you know, every daily life, so we are able to accumulate merit in many different ways. So if you're really able to do that, then you see the benefit of the result in the future, happiness of the future life, you know, you're collecting that merit, you know, while having this living in samsara, you have so much opportunity to create merit. And then,If you understand the result of that merit in future, then, you know, you have so much joy in the mind. So there, where you sing the song is that. That time, when you see that, then you sing song, you know.
所以呢，得到这个人生呢，我们必须要有智慧。如果我们拥有了智慧呢，我们能够用这智慧去修行的话呢，这样我们就可以呢积累很多的善的资粮。 因为我每天呢、啊，每天每时啊，都能够、啊、通过各种各样的方法呢，去积累就福德资粮。因为我们这个人生，我们是能够这样做的，这样我们就可以看到呢，我们在未来生啊，就会得到快乐。虽然呢，我们还是在轮回之中，可是我们可以觉得，哎，我们还可是有方法可以得到快乐的。如果我们真的完全明白这一点的话，哦，在轮回中我们可以得到快乐，造善业快乐的话，我们就会升起一种快乐，一种愉悦。所以呢，我们就可以在轮回当中呢，也可以唱着这样的一首传歌。
Okay, then depend what kind of song, whether merrily or bitterly or whatever you can sing, you can make any kind of noise. Okay.
所以你就可以唱着这首美丽的美丽的人生如梦。
What kind of noise you want to make? I don't know.
所以你可以唱着自己歌了，不一定要这首哦。
So then, yeah, that's the about the merrily song. I'm talking about that. So after that, life is but a dream. So that's wonderful. You know again.So, you look in the life, whatever you have done in the past, 15, 20, 30, 40, 50 years, 60 years, whatever you've done, you look back from this at the moment. Good, bad, nothing, you cannot do anything. Just a dream and finish, you know. We experience that, finish that, you know.It's just a dream. You cannot hold on. You cannot bring on all this past thing together, you know. How much luxury you live, or how poor you live. It's just a dream, you know.
所以呢，这就是刚才我们讲的这首歌，这首英文的儿歌。然后最后一句他讲的是人生如梦，人生呢就好像做梦一般。所以我们可以看看我们的这一生，我们可以看我们过去啊所造作的，我们20年前做过的东西啊，30年前、40年前、50年前、60年前啊，看你的岁数了。哎，过去我们所造的哦，好的、坏的，它全部呢都已经过去了。我们现在呢没有办法把时钟啊给转回来，我们不能改变啊过去的那一切。所以呢，过去的一切呢，就好像做梦一般，我们不能把它拉回现在哦，再重新过一遍。不论过去呢，我们是有钱的生活着，或者没钱的生活着呢，他们全部都一样，都过去了。
So here again, you will understand that. You know, so here to understand, you know, what we enjoy in the daily life, you know.With the eye consciousness, you know, with the ear, nose, tongue, from body, you know, these 5 senses. We enjoy different things, you know, by seeing, also enjoy, by smell, or by hearing, or by touch, you know, feeling, touching, all this, what we enjoy in the daily life, you know. All this, how enjoy is come.How much you enjoy is different from your good karma, come from your good karma. So, you see the object, you get the feeling, you're able to enjoy, you know. That's the because of the karma, you know. So you're able to enjoy like that.
所以我们要明白的是呢，我们这一生呢，每一天所有的受用，就是我们眼睛看到了，耳朵听到了，鼻子闻到了，舌头呢尝到的味道，身体的感触啊，触觉受到的这些受用啊，就通过我们这个五官呢、啊、所看到的、享用到的生活中的一些受用，让我们觉得快乐，有那种快乐的觉受升起的。的这些受用，是因为过去我们所造作的善业的艺术果报成熟了。
So, so what we able to see and what you able to enjoy is the karma. You know, you must need karma to enjoy. You know.
所以我们的五官呢、的一切，通过这个五官的所享受到的一切呢，是由过去的善业而来的。
So then, here the point is, we enjoy like that, but slowly you age, then the, when you age, then of course all this enjoyment or what you used to enjoy, this will be, I would call, decreases, yeah, not increases. After a while, decreases. You know, seeing how you enjoy people, not able to enjoy. What you hear, used to talk a lot, after you don't enjoy. You used to eat a lot, enjoy, but if you decreases, touch, all these things, you know, slowly will be decreases.
可是呢，慢慢慢慢的，随着时间的流逝啊，这一切通过五官，所感受到的一切受用享乐，通过我们呢时间的推移，我慢慢的变老呢，这些受用呢也慢慢慢慢的退化。比如说我们的听觉就越来越不中听，我们舌头所尝到的味道，我们能够吃的东西呢也变得越来越少，尝到的味道越来越差，所以这些呢都慢慢的在退化，在变化中。
So like that, then slowly of course, after aging, then of course you die, you know, have to die, you know, so we'll die, have to die. So time of the death, near the death, of course, you are not able to enjoy, you know, even you are not able to see the, you know, even you are not able to see the object, you are not able to hear the sound, you know, you are not able to eat the food, you are not able to get the feeling, you know. So that it goes like that, you know.
所以呢，随着我们的这些五官的一些受用啊，慢慢慢慢的退化，慢慢慢的消失呢，我们慢慢的变老，这样我们就来到了死亡。因为老了过后呢，就是死亡，我们总有会死的时候。所以呢，当这个死亡发生的时候啊，就从我们的我们那时候呢，就什么受用呢都不能感觉到了，我们就看不到外面的东西，我们听不到一丝声音，我们吃不到吃不下东西，我吃不下食物，我们的感觉触觉也感觉不出来，所以这就是我们的生命的就是慢慢慢慢的这样的变化。
Like that, not only that, also then our memory also, you know, degenerate like that. After a while, you don't remember even your loved one, you know, even you don't recognize, you know, that, even that you don't remember, you know, even their name, even the person, you don't remember, you don't recognize, you know, it's go like that. So.
而且呢，在这老化的过程中呢，我们的记忆力也会慢慢的变差变坏，我们可能不认得我们的亲近信赖的人了、那个人站在我面前我就认不出、不懂这个人是谁，觉得他好像是一个完全的陌生人一样。
So like that, the whole life is like that. So time of the death, you look at back, if possible you look at back, it's just like a dream, you know, so there's nothing, you know, it's a bitYou just enjoy, finish, you know, nothing more. You know, it's just like a dream, finish, nothing in reality.
所以呢，我们的生命就是这样。当死亡的时候呢，我们回顾回来看我们这一生，它就好像做梦一般，好像梦境一般就过去了。我们所有的享受啊，所有的受用啊，就完了啊，好像玩游戏这样啊 ，game over。
So like that, you see that, you know, then you're able to see like a dream, then you don't hold on that in the past. You know, the point is that if you see, they are just like a dream. You have to live it. You cannot hold on it forever. You know, and letting go include your body. You know, don't hold on. It's just a dream. Time to go. Let it go. You know, when have this understanding and letting go, then you, when you let go, that means you understand life is but a dream. You know, the last sentence is that.
So, 如果我们能够清楚地认识这一点呢，我们就知道呢，我们的所有这一生所有的一切呢，都好像做梦一般了，我们抓也抓不住的。所以呢，我们不会死死地抓住哦，而不是执着抓住于抓住于我们过去的这一切，因为呢，我们永远认为。就算我们要怎么样去执着去抓住它，也永远不可能抓牢它的，它就好像梦一般了。所以时间到了，需要放下，需要走，需要放下的时候，我们就把它放下，因为呢，这个人生就是好像梦一般。
Okay, so like that, you know, so that's the, you know, that's the most difficult period for everyone, you know, soThe death is the most, of course, sickness one, then worse is the death. You know, everybody's scared, you know, so, of the death. You know, so, because whole point is holding on the past, holding on the body, you know. So, not understanding like a dream. This is just like a dream, you know. So, you don't understand that, you hold on that.Believe, you know, it's like impermanent. No, you believe like permanent, you know. You cannot let go holding on that. You know, then very difficult, you know, the time of the death becomes very difficult death, you know. So when you see like a dream, let go, then I think death is easy, not scary, you know, so like that.
因为呢，在这个死亡的时候呢，是我们这一生人生最艰难、最艰难的时刻，那是每个人都非常非常极度害怕的时候。因为呢，我们的整个身体，我们的这整个生命呢，就要完完全全消失了。可是呢，我们在那个时候却又紧紧地抓住这过去，执着于这一切呢，就放不下。可是呢。如果明白这个人生就好像做梦一样，它是无常的，它是我们认我们怎么抓也抓不住的，是不能留住它的话，这样呢，我们就能够把它放下。要不然我们死死地抓住，执着于过去，执着过去一切，一直抓住它不放的话呢，那时候呢，我们的死亡发生的时候，我们会感到很痛苦，很难很难很艰难。可是如果我们能够有正解的话，就觉得能够对于人生如梦啊，像观这个人生好像做梦一样，这样的我们就觉得，哎，其实呢，死亡呢并不可怕，死亡呢是其实是必然的，是我们就可以轻易的放下了。
Okay, so I don't know. One way, of course, you will look it.Death is just label, you know. Death is just label, you know. When you depend on this physical body, then you label. When body no more cannot function, this body cannot function, then I am death, you know. That's how we label, you know.
所以呢，我们可以换另一个角度来看，这个死亡啊，只是一个名相而已。死亡只是一个名相，怎么说呢？这个死亡是我们把这个名相啊施设在我们的身体上的。当我们的身体呢不能够操作的时候，身体完完全全不能操作的，我们就在这个身体上呢施设这个名相，叫做死亡。那时候就讲哦，我得到了死亡。
So I mean, one way you can understand when you say like, you know, death can be like a deep sleep, you know, can one way like that. The deep sleep can be death, you know.
或者呢，我们可以讲死亡呢，就好像个很沉很沉的睡眠哦，所以很沉的睡着了。
You know, sometimes people say that you sleep like a dead body, like that, You sleep like a dead person or something like that. So deep sleep, you know, nothing can wake up them, you know. So, I mean, you can label the person in death, you know. Almost all the five senses already stop, you know. Not really functioning. Cannot hear, cannot see, cannot feel, cannot taste. Almost death, yeah, except the breathing, you know. But we don't label. Normally we don't label that's the death because still breathing. That's the only thing. Otherwise, all five senses already stop, not functioning. You know?
有时候呢，我们会怎么说、啊？哎呀，他睡得像死人一样，哦，叫也叫不醒，他睡，就表示他其实睡得很沉呐、啊，就他像死亡一样啊。有人说他像死亡一样、啊，因为他的五官好像停止操作了，哦，他没有看到啊，也没有听到啊。哦，也没有感觉到，也没有吃东西，也不能吃啊，什么等等。哎，可是通常我们不会想他这个睡得像死人一样的人，我们不会说哦，他已经死了。我们不会施设这个死的名相在这个人身上，因为呢，这个人还有呼吸。
So like that. So, but of course, then once the breathing stop, then you know we consider the death. You know, label as the death. But in reality.Of course, you never die. Yeah? In reality, you don't die. The point is that the me never die. The point is that me continually move to the next life. It's not that, you know, continuation is always there. You know.
所以当我们呼吸停止了过后呢，我们讲，哦，就死亡发生了，就我死掉了，就，可是这个我不要去管它是怎样的我了，所以这个我其实一直在延续到下一生去了。哦，它其实呢没有所谓的真正的死亡。
Yeah, you understand what I'm talking? Yeah. 啊、
大家明白吗
？Your mind don't die, you know. Your mind go continually, or you don't die also, you know. Depend on that, you also go continually. So that means that you don't have the death. You look deeper away.But only outside, of course, that is just level based on this five aggregate. When you cannot breathe, then just level dead, but in reality, of course, you don't die. You know.
怎么说呢？因为呢，我们的心呢，其实是不会死的。哎，怎么说？因为我们的心呢，是一个从这一秒到下一秒，它不断的延续下去的，所以我们叫它心相续。这心相续呢，是会延续到下一生去的。所以外表看起来呢，好像你死了，你没有呼吸了，可只是这个身体呢，没有操作了。你的心呢，相续还是在那边延续着的。
So that means that in reality there's no death. So that means in reality there's no birth.So that can be understood like in emptiness there's no death, in emptiness there's no rebirth. You know.
所以呢，真相是其实呢，我们并没有真正的死亡。既然我们没有真正死亡的，我们就没有真正的所谓的生。所以呢，可以从这样的角度呢去理解，初步的去理解这空性。
So what I'm saying here is point is that you know. So so if you understand deeply.You know, how, you know, in reality, you will continually, you know, continuation is always there, you know. So, if you understand that, you know, death is just label, you know, if you understand that, then also you don't have to fear, you don't get scared time after death.
所以如果你能够深一层、啊、深一层去理解然后深一层的明白的话你就了解到这个实相你 是一直会延续下去的，你的相续是一直会相续不断的，所以呢，这个死亡啊，这个我们叫做死亡的东西，它只是一个假名安立的东西而已。
So like that. So the point is what I'm talking about. Yeah, so time of the death is very important for us. You know how to not to scare time of the death. You know, whole life the practice is meant to help for that. You know, so you will be able to let go and die peacefully. You know.Of course, in order to happen, that also daily life, how you live your life, also depend on that.
所以呢，死亡发生的时候呢，是我们这一生非常重要的时刻。所以呢，我们不需要感到害怕，我们不应该感到害怕，因为呢，我们所有这一生所积累的修行就在这一刻能够帮助我们，所以呢，我们能够放下。如果我们能够放下的话呢，我们就会走得非常的安详。所以呢，我们能不能做到这一点，就看我们每一天呢是怎么去修的。
So like that. So then, of course, you live mindfully, caution how you live your life. Then, of course, you create so much merit.You know, then time of the death, of course. You know of the law of karma, then death is nothing. You know, you're just changing the body, but you may have another better rebirth than this, you know. So you will understand that. Then, of course, there's a lot of joy time of the death, you know, rather than scare. Time of the death is old body, you have to leave, getting new body, you know.Can be joyful, you know. Youth, handsome, young, or the old body, no use. You know.
所以呢，就看我们怎么样每天呢，有没有提起我们的正念正知，去生活去修。如果我们有正念正知的话呢，我们就可以以这样的心呢，去造，去积累很多的善业哦。让我们有这个善业福德，福德的话呢，当死亡发生的时候，我们就明白，哎，这其实呢也是一种业报的显现。因为上，你明白业报的道理的话，业果的道理的话呢，所以你就可以哈、很安心的哈、安心的去死了，谢谢。所以当死亡发生的时候，你就不会感到害怕，你会。可能呢，你会感到哇更开心了，因为你在换另外一个身体，机会来了，你可以换一个身体，可能可以得到更好的善趣，更好的身体哦，哇，还有更多更多的享用等着你啊，哇，所以这可能是一个非常愉快的经验呢，哇，你看你要换一个更美好的身体，更年轻的身体啊，哇，更加漂亮，更加英俊呢，很好，对吗
？What?Youthful,
young, handsome.
Time of the death, you can make that noise. I don't know.
yeah. 你这样想的话，你会死得很高兴的。
So I mean, this is really, I mean, all this is all about how much we really understand.You know, so because we don't understand Dharma, you know, most of us don't understand Dharma, you know, just clinging on this life, you know, this life, this body, just so much clinging on that, you know, because of that, sickness become big problem, especially death become big problem.When you look deeply, it's because of that, nothing more than that, you know. Because only this is the most important in the life, clinging on that, cannot let go. So this becomes big difficulties, you know. So that if you know the Dharma, you know, then you live your life in virtuous life, then of course sickness is still manageable, death is still manageable. So like that.
真的，其实我们的问题啊，就是因为我们对佛法、对法的认识和理解呢，不够的深入。如果我们对佛法的认识很深入的话呢，我们就没有这样的问题。我们的问题是因为太过执着于这一生，执着于我们拥有的这个身体，所以呢，因为有了这样的执着，所以当我们生病的时候，或者当死亡发生的时候，我们就觉得，哎呀，这个问题太大了，我们遇到很大很大的问题，很艰难，活得很艰难了。其实呢，这些东西呢，都没什么。如果呢，你放得下的话，如果你真的对佛法的认识呢很深刻的话，你放得下的话，这些呢都不是什么大问题。所以如问题的大小就看我们对佛法的了解有多深，我们懂不懂得佛法。如果我们懂得佛法的话呢，我们就会用这个佛法，对佛法的认识呢，在这一生里面去积累很多的善业，很多的福德资粮，这样呢我们就能够很从容地去应付我们的病痛，很从容地去处理我们的死亡。
So like that. So, I mean, again, of course. So that what the Kadamba master said is one of his teaching. Least practitioner, very minimum.The very good practitioner, medium practitioner, then what others?
The least
or lowest?Best practitioner, medium practitioner, then last what you call?
Lousiest.
English word should have there, I don't know. Best, medium, then what? Low.
上中下啦、哦
huh? Lowest?
Least capable.
No, what? Best.Medium, then what? What?
Poor practitioner.
Best, medium.
Poor.
Huh?
Poor, P-O-O-R.
I'm just looking for the word. Best practitioner, medium practitioner.
First class, second class, third class.
Tama, Tibetan Tama is almost last.
最差的
Low can be lowest. Lowest, I don't know. Whatever, I don't know. So I'm talking about best, medium, then that one. Whatever it is, you understand how we level up to you. I don't know what.Lois? I don't know. Should have some English word, I don't know. Huh? Beginning?
No.
not beginning.
Lowest. Lowest. Highest, medium, lowest. Lowest level.
Best. Medium.
Medium, lowest.
Huh?Great. How you can say great, you mean? Small practitioner, I don't know. It doesn't sound correct. Small practitioner, I don't know. Anyway, so that's the Kadamba master said, the lowest practitioner, you know. So, time of the death,No regret. you know. So they said that time after that, you don't have regret. That means you practice a little bit, you know. Lowest practitioner, you know. Lowest practitioner, at least time after that, you don't have regret, he said.
葛当派的祖师呢，把修行者分成三个等级，就是上等、中等和下等。那下等的是最差的了。这下等的修行者呢，他们死亡发生的时候呢，他们会没有怨恨，没有悔恨。
So then, I think that what is said then, so medium practitioner, time of the death, mitzir, I don't know, ding mitzir. Ding mitzir, I don't know exactly what that in English. I don't. So, mitzir, hesitate, not it doesn't make sense. So, yeah, the point is, time of death, medium practice, time of death, you don't have difficulties, you know, able to accept. You don't feel any difficulty there, you know, and accept. Huh? Yeah, you can't mitzir. Yeah, so you don't really are struggling there, you know. You're okay, letting go, accept, no fear, whatever, you know. The medium practitioner have that.
像中等的修行者呢，当死亡发生的时候呢，他是。 没有什么困难，没有什么障碍的，因为他放得下，他能够接受，所以呢，他是没有任何害怕的心理的。Then
the best practitioner, Rab Joas, the best practitioner have the joy, joyful time of the death, they have so much joy. You know, so that called, you were back, that's how you differentiate that, you know, how good practitioner you are, you know. So best one, time of the death, you have joy.
所以呢，上等的修行者呢，当死亡发生的时候呢，他是很快乐的死亡的。所以你可以通过死亡发生时呢，这个死亡的这个修行者在死亡的时候，他的状况呢，可以鉴别他的修行的高低。So
like that. So the point is that, you know, so at least, you know, so we as a Dhamma practitioner, at least, you know, don't have regret time of the death. So this is important. No? So this come, how it's come, no? Whether you regret or not, time of the death depends, you know. So how much you create the virtuous karma in daily life, you know, when you have opportunity. So you try your best to practice, accumulate merits, or helping others, serving others, be nice to others, you know. So let negative emotion, you know, always joyful, helping other. So I mean, this all the virtuous activities, how much you have done in your life, when you have opportunity. So if you done well, live like that. So time of the death, you remember all these things, you know. So okay, it's time to go. There's no regret. I done all my best, you know. So that will happen, you know. So also, whether regret or not, all depend, you know, how you live your life.
所以我们应该做到最低程度的，就是我们应该至少能够当得下下等的修行者的程度。就当死亡发生的时候呢，我们是没有任何悔恨的，要做到这一点呢，就是当我们还拥有这个人生的时候，有这个机会的时候呢，我们应该多去造善业，应该尽自己的能力呢，去帮助别人，对别人好一些。所以呢，我们尽量保持一个快乐的心，用当就当我们还有这个机会的时候，用这个人生的时候呢，尽量去自求多福，多造善业。 如果我们真的能够这样的去做的话，这样的去修，这样呢，当死亡发生的时候呢，死亡发生的时候，在死亡那刻发生，你就回想到这一生哦，所有你做的所有的东西，哦，那它会在你的脑海里面自动哦，自动哒哒哒哒冲波。所以呢，你。 当你在想的这些东西的时候，看这个自己的重播的影片呢、啊，那个你是主角来的，那男主角、女主角，这样呢，你就看看这些东西的时候，你就觉得哎，我已经尽了力了，我做到了我最好的，我该做的、能帮的，我全部都做了。这样呢，这个时候呢，你死的时候，你就没有任何的后悔、任何的悔恨了。
So also there's the Tibetan, I don't know from Tibetan saying, "Samlo nyala dana kibai." You understand? Samlo nyala dana kibai.
Samlo nyala dana.
No. If you think before your action, if you think before your action, so you are a wise person. That makes sense? If you think before your action, then you are wise. That is Samlo jela tangna kubayins. If you think after your action, then you are foolish. Make sense? Should be.
Kim 姐这样跟我们讲一句藏人的俗语，藏人俗语是先思而后行的人是聪明的人，先行而后思的是愚笨的人。有了，华人也有了，三思而后行了。
So the point is like that. So who are not really wise, the point is who are very, very stupid. The point is that, you know, who are not wise. Because when you have opportunity to create merit, when you are healthy,physically healthy, mentally functioning, that we don't really practice, you know. So we don't think about the future life, you know. So we don't really practice. Then once the sickness happen, especially like life-threatening, right,
Threatening,
whatever, okay, you understand, okay. then you get regret, you know, and it's also, we get regret. Oh, I should have meditated, oh, I should have done this, oh, I should have done, I didn't do it before. And the regret is there, so that's why we are foolish. So that's the Kadama sentence about that.
所以呢，这个要讲了这么多，它的重点是什么呢？当我们拥有这个机会，我们身体还健康的时候呢，我们心里还健康的时候呢，我们就可以利用这个机会，去多造这个善业，不要等到了可是很多时候，当我们身体健康的时候，我们心里很健康，可以做善业，可以造善业的时候呢，我们都不会去做，我们都不会去修行。哦，因为呢，为什么？因为我们有讲过哦，我们还其实还有未来生，还有下一生，我们从来没有为这个未来生做打算，只有等到哎呀，有一天我们生病了，尤其是我们得了重病啊，要死掉的时候，那时候我们躺在床上才来后悔，哎呀，为什么啊？我以前应该多多的哦，多禅修，多修一点啊，我应该多做这个啊，做那个。哎，其实自己什么都没有做，就是因为没有做，在那边，所以在那边，这边一直这样想。如果这种情形发生的话呢，你就是葛当派祖师所说的愚蠢的人。
So like that, you know, you look our own self, you know, we're very clever to create negative karma. You know, we're very foolish.To create the virtuous karma, you know. Keep postponing, you know. Our practice, creating virtues, we keep postponing, you know. I'll do later like that. And creating negative karma, of course, immediately plan so well, you know. And then, you know, so like that.
所以呢，我们就可以回顾我们的过去，哎，看一看自己到底是怎么样的一个人。哎，我们在制造这个恶业的时候呢，我们是很聪明的；可能在这造善业的时候呢，我们却是很愚蠢的、很笨的。为什么呢？每次呢，我们都找理由、找借口啊，把它拖啊、拖啊、拖。哎呀，改天再做吧。哎呀，迟一点再做也不迟啊。哎呀，为什么一定要今天这个时候呢？我们都会找很多很多的理由去延迟，直到我们没有办法做了。
Okay, that's about the robot, you know.
所以呢，这就是谣传的故事。
So you can sing the song every day, okay?
所以你每天唱首歌的时候，你要这样哦去思维了，已经思维了一个钟头的。
啊 ，one hour.
哇 ，Kim Ruchi, your Mandarin has improved.
I understand from action.
哦哦哦。你们要小心了、啊、改次不可以讲华语了、啊
Okay, so I was talking about the ignorant there, the first one with the blind person, you know. So the topic is that. So, you know, In the picture, you can see the old man, you know, walking with a stick. You know, also supposed to be blind like that, you know. So, he's walking, you know, with the stick. You can't see. So then, he's going to this, wherever he want to go, you go there. But along the way, because you can't see, you can't walk properly, so much difficulties. So through that, you know, so lot of difficulties, you know, so he may fall down, you know, from the cliff, whatever, you know. So like that, so then he suffer, you know, the idea is that. Then whatever he eats, because you can't see, maybe he could eat any kind of other food like poison, this and that, again he get suffering like that.
所以刚才讲的这个华小虫啊等等，全部呢都是第一幅图了。我们还在第一幅图里面，就是无明。第一幅呢代表的是十二缘起之里面的第一只无明。这无明呢是一个老人，一个盲眼的老人呢，瞎了眼的老人呢，拄着拐杖为代表，他代表无明。这个老人呢，瞎了眼的老人，他看不见了。可是呢，他现在正要出远门呢，要展开他的旅程。这样呢，因为他看不见，所以他走路啊，其实是很有困难的。他遇到很多很多困难，所以呢，他就很容易跌倒。有时候看不见，可能就从山崖上摔下来了。而且呢，因为他看不见，所以可能吃东西的时候要吃食物啊，可能食物是有毒的，他也不知道这样吃下去了，所以他遇到重重如山一般高的困难。
So here, so example is the blind old man try to reach his destination, you know, but he's not able to make it because of his blind and old, you know.Have to go through so much difficult. Also, cannot reach his destination. You know.
所以这个瞎眼的盲人哦，老人哦，他呢其实要出门这个旅程，他需要到一个地方去，到他的目的地。可是呢，他不能到达，因为呢他看不见，而且他年纪呢也大了，所以呢他遇到太多困难，不能到达他的目的地。
So that's the example, you know, that symbolized ignorance last time mentioned. So we have so much ignorance in our mind. So no wisdom, you know, totally blind, like a blind person. Our mind is totally blind, you know, with the ignorance, covered by the ignorance, you know. So therefore.You can't reach your destination, which is everlasting happiness, which is liberation or full enlightenment. you know, wish to go there, you know, but not possible, you know, because we're totally blind, you know, with the ignorance.
所以呢，这个无明呢，是由这个瞎了眼的老人呢作为代表，因为呢，因为我们这个心相续里面，它代表我们这个心相续里面呢，有了这个无明，由这个无明妄念呢覆盖了我们的心相续，所以呢，我们就没有智慧，没有智慧呢，就看不见这个实相。 看不实相的话呢，我们就很难啊，很难达到我们的目的地。我们的目的地是什么呢？永恒的快乐，从轮回之中解脱出来，或者是证得这个正等正觉。好，所以呢，因为我们被这个无明愚痴这妄念呢所覆盖，所以呢，我们就看不到前方的路，我们就永远达不到我们解脱轮回的这个目的地。 所以呢，就好像这个又老又瞎了眼的老人一般。
So like that. So, so here what call the all blind person. You know, so yeah, all can be understand the meaning that ignorant is very old. Can be understand that way because you have no beginning. Long time within in our mind, you know, that's why that all can symbolize understand the ignorance has been with us, you know, long time from beginning this rebirth we have the ignorance within our mind, you know.
这个无明呢，是由这个。 这个老人瞎了眼的老人来做代表，这样我们可以这样去解读啊。这无明呢，就好像老人一样，他已经很老了。这什么意思呢？就是无明从无始以来就有了，就表示我们从无始以来呢，就和无明在一起很久了，从无始以来一直到现在。
So that's the most antique thing we have in the mind. Antique, then not only that, we
priceless,
cherish.
Priceless antique.
Yeah. We cherish so much.
Because we so
We keep so well, huh?
Mm. Huh? 我把它珍藏得很好。
Okay, so like that, so... Okay, so talk about the ignorance like that. So, of course, this is the most important thing to understand, you know, the rest.
所以这无明呢是最重要的,我们必须去理解,去了解它。
So that's not so difficult. This is the first thing. Less are you see picture, you know, it's okay.
其他你看到那个图画，你就大概明白了哈，就可以猜出它的意思了。 Wow.
Wow. The first thing is difficult. Yeah. So I mean, of course, again, to recognizing what is ignorance. No, so that's the most difficult part. What really ignorance means, you know, that's the most important thing to understand. You know, this ignorance is the root of the problem, root of the samsara, which bring all different type of suffering, especially the pervasive compound suffering made by the ignorance. So you don't recognize what is ignorant, then we keep having this pervasive compound suffering continually we will have. So that means we have to suffer aging, death, birth, you know, sickness continually, you know. I can have to row the boat, you know, through this bosom.
In this boat.
Yeah.
所以呢，我们呢最重要就是要认识什么是无明，因为呢，这个对无明的了解呢，在这所有东西里面是最最最重要的，最首先就要最认识的，因为呢，无明呢是我们在这个娑婆世界里面轮回的根本啊，它是所有我们的问题的根源。它给我们带来所有各种各样的痛苦，特别是辛苦。所以如果我们不认识无明的话呢，我们会一直拥有这个辛苦，我们一直会不断的生老病死，生老病死，生老病死，不间断的。好，
So like that. So when you remove the ignorance, you know,If you understand what is ignorance, understand the ignorance, the wrong mind, believing in the wrong way, you know. So if you understand that, then you develop the wisdom, which is the opposite of that ignorance, which really understand the reality, you know. So if you have this wisdom, then ignorance will be reduced.And finally, able to remove from the root. So, when you remove the ignorance from the root, so you achieve the liberation. You know, liberation just in your mind. You know.
所以，如果我们能断了这个无明，这样我们就可以从轮回中解脱出来。所以首先呢，我们就要明白什么是无明。无明呢，就是我们的妄心。什么叫妄心呢？就是我们对实相的颠倒，我们颠倒实相，或对实相颠倒的认识。所以呢，我们必须去开发、开展、我们的智慧。那智慧呢，才能见到什么是我们的妄心。这样呢，我们才能够对治我们的妄心呢，慢慢慢慢的对治这个无明，让无明呢减轻。那当无明的力量慢慢减轻，到有一天我们能够利用我们的智慧去根除无明的时候呢，我们就有希望得到解脱。就在我们的心相续里面，我们就会发现解脱。
So like that. So here. So this the.What called when you talk the Pole Noble Truth, the ignorance is the true what? True suffering, that true origin. Yeah. So when you say true origin, what is that? That is ignorance. Ignorance is the true origin.Of what? Of suffering. Yeah.
所以当我们讲到四圣谛的时候呢，四圣谛呢不是有第一圣谛、第二、第三、第四。这第一个圣谛呢是苦谛，苦谛是从哪里来呢？苦谛是从第二谛来的，就是所谓的极谛。所以极谛讲的是什么呢？极谛讲的就是这个无明，无明就是极谛。无明什么呢？就是我们痛苦的来源，痛苦带来痛苦的无明。
So like that. So if you're not able to remove this, you know, from the root, you know, so then all the other rest of the 11 linked, you know.Will continue. It will happen. You know? So the rest of 11 is, you know, compositional activities of consciousness, name and form, six souls, contact, feeling, craving, grasping, potential, existing, birth, aging and death, the 12 link, you know? If you don't do something ignorant, then this will happen. Rest of them will be happen automatically.
所以呢，如果我们不根除无明的话呢，它就会延续到下一个 下一支去，这样所有的十一支啊，其他十一支呢就会跟着延续下去，就无名缘识，无名缘行就有行了，行缘识，识缘名色，名色缘六入，六入缘处，处缘受，受缘爱，爱缘取，取缘有，有有过后就有生，生就有老死，这十二支呢就会不断的在那边一直流转不停。
So like that, so it will continue like that, the twirling. So then of course, so this picture, maybe just some explanation, picture, the Buddha Shakyamuni, you know, his finger pointing to the moon. Supposed to be his finger is pointing to the moon. The other side, there's the moon, on top of the cloud. There's the moon, yeah.
Yeah, there's a moon.
Yeah, full moon.Okay, look like full moon. full moon, so Buddha is pointing, supposed to point his finger to the moon. Yeah.
所以呢，这就是十二缘起的流转啊，就是这十二支不停的流转。在一个图画，就是这轮回图的上面右上角，你看到佛陀用手指着另外一边的月亮。
So like that, that is, you know, so point is that, you know, showing the liberation, the point is that liberation is up there, you know, that is liberation, the symbolize, liberation is not inside here, you know, liberation is there, you know, not inside samsara, liberation is there, like they're showing,pointing to the moon, that is liberation, you know.
这什么意思呢？这个佛陀站在这个轮转的这个轮回图的外面，他指着那个月亮，就表示那就是解脱。什么意思呢？那解脱呢，不在这个轮回里面，而是在外面，在那个月亮那边啊。
Okay, so that means you have to come out from the circle, you know. You have to come out from the circle.Free from this circle, the point is you have to free from this circle, then liberation, you know.
所以表示你必须跳出这个圈圈，这个轮回的圈圈哦，这样你就可以解脱了。
So also that the moon also symbolized the true from the pure noble truth, symbolized the true cessation, you know, which is free of all the afflicting emotion.
所以呢，我们这个月亮啊，就代表这四圣地里面的灭地，这苦集灭道，它代表那个灭地，就表示呢，你断了所有的烦恼障。
So then there's the letter, Tibetan letter, right down below the wheel. You know, there's some advice there.That one symbolize that the true path. To symbolize the true path.
但在这个轮回图里面，看下面呢，下面这个红色的这部分哦，就是藏字啊，藏文来的，就是轮的下面这个藏文，它代表呢，它写的内容就代表这个道地。
So like that. So I mean, of course, in the text.So they say right below, there's just some of the text, they say right below, the true path right below. So which below, so they don't know. And also sometimes they write below the wheel, sometimes they write below the moon, you know, the quotation. Some you see below the moon, sometimes you see below the wheel. So the word advice, one of the Indian Pandit, he said,You know, this word right below, something like that. So, below means which below, you know. So, that's why people have different interpretation. Below the wheel, below the moon, like that. So, that's why sometimes here, sometimes there.
所以这个道地的文句啊，这个道地的文句呢，在那个佛教经典里面的这个印度的班智达呢，就说呢写在下面。他曾经你去读那经典的话，写在下面。而写在哪里呢？有时候他写在这个月亮的下面， 有时候呢，它写在整个轮回图的下面。
Okay, so like that. So that's I think Paul, two verses there. Okay, so the many advice there. You want liberation, then what you should do. So advice is there in the Paul line. You know, you want liberation, then you must practice this. You know, that's the advice there. So that is the symbolize the true path.
所以呢，这藏文的这两个句子里面，它其实有两句句子。而那两个句子的意思是，如果你想得到解脱，你要从轮回中解脱的话，你应该怎么修？他讲你应该这样修，这指的就是道地。
So like that. So the wheel here, the wheel is, you know, you can see this. I don't know what to call.In Tibetan, was symbol, jigsu runwa, is it as symbol jigsu runwa? Symbol can be cannibal. The pierce, the very pierce, cannibal. Very pierce, cannibal.
这个生命之轮是有一个很凶恶的那个吃人啊，会吃人的这个不能是野兽还是什么做代表。
You know, holding with the leg, with the hand, tightly, the hold, holding tightly, you know, also bite there. You know, holding with the four limbs, you know, very tightly to the wheel, you know.
所以他的两只手和两只脚呢，紧紧的哈，他的手有爪子的，脚有爪子，尖尖的爪子，紧紧的就握住哈这个生命之轮呢。
So this not is not worry about you know the wheel pull down, not because of that holding that.
他其实不担心这个轮呢会掉出去了，并不是这个意思哦，紧紧的抓住不是这个意思。
So, I mean, this is to just to understand, you know, so mainly this to understand of the impermanent, you know, showing the impermanent. So, while you live in samsara, you know, six realm, samsara, while you are there, you are not free from death, the point is that you will die.You are not free from death. You will die. Definitely, you will die. So it symbolizes that.
要怎么解读才是正常的这个才是正确的解读啊？它其实呢，这个恶兽啊，紧紧握住这个轮呢，是表示呢无常。怎么说无常呢？就是当我们在轮回的过程中呢，我们投生，我们生出来的。可是呢，我们这样的生出来，我们的生命呢，我们是不能自主的。我们呢，总有一天呢，也会老死。
Okay, so so like that. So it's like a very fierce cannibal. You know, if somebody hold you, this cannibal hold you and bite.In his mouth, so that means you are definitely die. No, so you cannot free from there. So exactly like that. So here, while you in samsara, you have no choice. Have to die. You know. So it shows impermanent, especially the death. You know.
所以呢，这个非常恶的哦，非常凶恶的这个恶兽，它会吃掉人的生命的，它是会吃掉人的生命，所以紧紧的握住哈，用牙齿咬，会吃掉我们的生命。这表示呢，我们呢，在这个轮回里面，我们一定会死亡，我们是没有这个自主权的。所以，当我们在轮回当中呢，我们是没有控制权的，我们一定生了过后一定会死，所以呢，这是无常的。
What happened to Amala?
Amala giving commentary.
Okay, good. I don't know. Okay, I think I will stop here today. I don't know.
所以今天我们就讲到这里。
Any question? Yeah. Anything you want to ask? Okay. The of course, dwelling I haven't finished, and especially the two the verses. I'll explain next class the two verses written down there. What really it meant? We'll explain next. Other class, so then, yeah, also go through the 12 link and read something I haven't.
所以呢，今天讲到这里，大家有什么问题可以问呢？当然，这一幅图啊还没有讲完，所以下面的那个道地的那个两句文字呢，Cameron J下次会解释，所以他也会解释其他的十一支十二元气的其他的十一支。等于他讲，你们看图画就明白了嘞。
Now is this last class today or we have another?
Last class is end of September, right? 29. Okay. 还有一堂课就是9月29号。
29, then we'll finish all this.
所以9月20号我们就会把整幅图讲完了。如果你没有来你要自己看图啊自己猜了。因为天文就讲你们看图啊是会明白的。他对你们有信心。
29, we finish all this story of samsara, then we'll go to nirvana, okay?
Go to nirvana? Wow. 所以呢，29号我们就讲完了，这样我们就可以从轮回中跳出来了，大家就可以涅槃了。
Okay, so now anybody want to ask question? Anybody have some question?
She has a question.
Yeah, ask.
Karen Poche, I would like to ask whether if, let's say, rejoicing, right? How does a Bodhisattva rejoice?
Thank you, 这位师兄他很勇敢。好，他的问题是有关随喜。他的问题，他问的是菩萨怎么随喜。
So, when you say rejoicing.You know, so here, when you say rejoicing your own merit, rejoicing others' merit, you know, there are two things to rejoice, you know, two ways to rejoice, I don't know.
当我说随喜的时候，我们随喜什么东西呢？我们随喜两样东西，我们随喜自己所积累、自己所造下的福德，我们随喜其他的人所积累的福德。
So, your question is what Buddhist, how Buddhist rejoice?
所以这位师兄的问题是：菩萨是怎么随喜的？
Yeah, of course. I mean, so first thing, these two things. Yeah, your own merit, other merit. Of course, as a bodhisattva, then of course, he has bodhicitta mind. Then he able to serve the sentient beings, able to benefit numberless of sentient beings, then not harming numberless of sentient beings, he does that himself. So.He can rejoice that, you know, himself also.
当然我们讲到菩萨的菩萨是拥有无为的菩提心的，所以呢他可以随喜自己的福德，他可以随喜他人的福德，因为呢他拥有这个无为的菩提心，所以呢他可以饶益有情，他不会伤害有情，所以这些都是菩萨他自己会做的东西，所以他可以这样去随喜自己所积累的功德。
So like then also, then when you say Adha Maharishta, of course, you can see there's many different Bodhisattva, you know, many different level of Bodhisattva. So each level of Bodhisattva have much greater, you know, from lower to upper, you know, especially when you see, achieve part of seeing, you know, so then,part of seeing, part of meditation, when you go higher and higher in Bodhisattva, so you are able to accumulate merit much more than the before one. You know, so, you know, there is mentioned that they're able to emanate, you know, like thousand or million of body, you know, and receive teaching from this Buddha, that Buddha, also able to make offering this and that.The lower Bodhisattva can't do that. You know, when you see that, they will be able to understand that. When they understand that, of course, they will rejoice, you know, how wonderful, you know. So, that, yeah.
因为呢，他，我们讲的是菩萨嘛，菩萨有不同的境界，有不同境界的菩萨。这样呢，因为他们有所谓的正道的菩萨，正道的菩萨有正的见道的菩萨，或在修道的菩萨，所以他们的境界呢都是不一样的。所以这些圣者菩萨进入这圣位的菩萨呢，他们能够积累比普通的一般的人或一般的菩萨可积累更大的福德资粮，比如说他们可以在同一个时间化身一千个身体，然后到一千个佛土去做大供养，所以他们所能够积累的福德呢是比其他的人呢，普通的人呢更多更多的，或者是那些境界比较低的菩萨呢，他们是不能够做到这一点的。所以当他们能够看到这一点，菩萨能看到这些的时候，他们就能够升起这个随喜的心呢，对随喜不同境界的菩萨所积累的功德，所以这是一件非常非常美好不可思议的事。
So like that. So I mean, there's so many, many qualities are explained in the sutra about the Bodhisattva. You know, so especially when you look at, you know, the six perfection, the practice of six perfection. You know, they mention in the first bhumi when they achieve first bhumi. So that means when they achieve part of seeing. You know, so they're.Perfection of the generosity, generosity. You know, so when you achieve that kind of level, Bodhisattva, in the part of seeing or post bhumi, so you mentioned that, you know, like, able to charity your body by piece, you know, you cut very small piece and cut.You know, to give to charity to other. You're able to do that. You have no difficulty, you know. Not only that, but on top of that, you must so joy, you know, so joyfully, you know, so able to do that kind of practice, you know, when you perfect, when you at the perfection of the generosity.
讲到的菩萨他所能够积累的功德，因为菩萨怎么是修行六度万法的，所以当他们修到一定的境界的时候，比如他们修到见道的时候，他们就成为登地的菩萨。怎么讲他们是登地的菩萨呢？因为他们就证得了菩萨地的第一地， 就证得的欢喜地。所以这欢喜地的菩萨呢，他其实就已经圆满了布施。什么叫圆满布施呢？就是说他可以，就举个例子，他可以布施自己的身体呢而毫无畏惧，他可以把自己的身体呢一片片的割下来布施给众生，而且心生欢喜，他是没有困难没有障碍没有丝毫吝啬的心理，就可以把他这样布施给众生。
So like that they mentioned, you know, so those Bodhisattvas, you know, who have thisAchieve this kind of, you know, first bhumi, a part of seeing like that. So, it mentioned that even somebody come in, just asking, you know, by, you know, somebody ask you some, you know, piece of your body, whatever, you know, they, for example, would they want your eye, whatever. You know, just hearing the word of that, you know, there's like bliss out, their mind is bliss out.Mentioned like that. When you say nirvana, you know, when you achieve nirvana, your mind is bliss out for eon like that, you know, so peaceful, and you live eon like that is nothing, you know, compared to Bodhisattva's joy. And just hearing somebody asking, oh, give me your eye or give me your leg, you know, they're like, their bliss is much greater than, you know, what the, when you achieve liberation, what kind of bliss you experience, that is nothing.Much greater than that is mentioned.
再进一步说明了，证得见到，就见到进入圣位的菩萨，证得第一地见到的菩萨，这证得就是欢喜地的菩萨。如果他听到有人跟他要求，一个不认识的人要求啊，请你布施给我一只眼，你的眼，请你给我你的手，一只手，一只脚。他听到这个时候的话，他心呢会升起啊，这个大欢喜心啊，这个欢喜心，他欢喜的程度呢，胜过证得涅槃呢，从轮回解过涅槃的那种大乐，胜过他千百倍。所以呢，当他听到这样说，有人讲哇，给我你的眼，给我你的一只眼，给我你的一只手，一只脚的话，哇，他的乐晕了。
So like that. So then after the sentence mentioned that, of course, even asking, the hearing the voice of that, you feel so much joy. Of course, there's no mention. You really able to give it how much the joy? No, you can't imagine. Much greater than that.
所以呢，他只是听闻了人家这样问而已啊，他的心呢已经涌现这样的大乐的心了。如果他真的能够布施给那个众生的话，你可以想象他的那个乐的心啊，他的那个觉受乐的觉受呢，是没有办法形容的。
So I mean, of course, it's unbelievable for us, unimaginable for us, for our mind.How could that possible? You know, but it's possible. You know.
所以呢，他那种大乐，我们要用四个字来形容，叫不可思议。它不是我们这种的心哦，心相续里能够想象的出来的。哎，可是呢，正地的菩萨呢，是真的能够做到这样的境界。
So funny like that, you know, Bodhisattva can rejoice at the Bodhisattva's merit, you know, so able to see, they're able to want, so able to rejoice your merit, other merit, you know, all this they hear, you know, they understand, then they can rejoice that.
所以呢，菩萨是能够这样去随喜的，因为他们的证得的境界是很高的，所以他们能够看到，他能够听到，哎呀，看到听到你所造的善业，别人所造的善业，所以呢，他们是能够升起这个欢喜心，能够随喜的。
So like that, so I mean, by saying this, so I mean one, I think I told before, I'm not sure. There's one meditator in the mountain in Dharamsala.One of the Rinpoche's teacher, you know, who live in the mountain like that. So he live in the cave. So then in his house, of course, he have nothing really value thing in his cave, you know. So he have one what call this clock on this table. This is the most precious for him, more value for him. So this is the most thing he have in the keep, most expensive. That's just old cloth, you know. So he was meditating. One day he went out. Then one thieves, a robbery. Thieves came in. You know, while he's going out, thief came in. So then he came in, looked in the cave. He couldn't see anything except this. So he took that. So he took that like that. When this meditator came in the cave, so he couldn't see the clock. You know. I think he probably knew that somebody came in and took it. So he feels so much joy. Instead of angry, you know, who took this, but he feels so joy. Because he thinks this somebody really need it. You know, somebody really need looking for it. He got it. You know. Instead of anger in this, he feel that way. I mean, very, very simple example, you know. You know, but if yourself is like that, what will happen? You know, finish. Finish. So, you know, it's, I mean, that's just example. This happened, this real story. So, I mean, depend how you think your mind, you know. I mean, that wonderful somebody who really need, somebody who got it, wonderful, instead of angry, you know. So, I mean, that's the point, like that. So, because you let go, the point is you let go. So that it's possible, everything is possible. I mean, this is cherished, you have the most thing there, you know, so like that.
当然，我们这样讲呢，这 Kenrip 就想到一个例子了，就近代的例子。因为如果讲佛经啊，什么布施身体啊，我们觉得有可能的想象不出来哦，有点远。这样呢，他不知道这个例子是不是他以前跟我们讲过了？对了，他以前跟我们讲过了，就是仁波切的上师啊，仁波切上师他在这个达兰萨拉。这个地方呢，禅修，他这闭关呢，就他的闭关的地方是一个山洞。这山洞里面呢，其实呢是很简单的，没有什么东西的。他唯一最值钱的一个东西，就是一个小小的钟，这个给他来看那个时间的。哦，这山洞里面最值钱的就是那个很小很小的一个钟表。这样有一天呢，应该是有个小偷，他就溜进了这个山洞里面，然后呢，他就把这个钟呢，小小的钟呢，就偷走了。可能他找了半天，看不到什么值钱的东西，这最值钱他就顺手牵羊把它拿走了。这样，仁波切起身，仁波切的上师啊，那天他应该是有事情要出去，他回来。就他那一天起身的时候呢，他没有去看，起身的时候他坐下来就要禅修的时候，看到。那个钟不见了，不见的时候他就明白了啊，应该是有人来这里哦，光顾了，然后就把这个钟想拿走了。哎，可是当他明白了是怎么一回事的时候呢，哇，他心里呢其实是非常非常高兴的，他升起了这个乐的觉受，因为他觉得哇哦。有人真正需要这个钟表，所以呢，他得到了他需要的东西，所以他感到非常非常开心了，所以他有这个乐的觉受，大乐的觉受。所以这只是一个很简单的例子啊，就你可以想象啊，如果你在闭关的时候，你的东西不见了，你会怎么办呢？哦，可能如果发生在你的身上了，哇哦，那是你的闭关就完蛋了，哦。所以呢，这是一个真实的故事，所以就看到我们的心呢，怎样去看待哦。当一件事情发生的时候，我们是怎样去看，用我们的心呢去看待。那对于仁波切的上师来讲，哦，他觉得哇哦，有人比我更需要这个钟，哇哦，他终于得到了哈，所以他就放下了这个钟，送给他，成全他，他就放下了。
So the point is like that. All this, I mean, all you are, how you think it, you know. So like that. So that much joy you have, you know, in self, worry and fears, you know. So like that. So all in your mind, you know. So like that. For us, because cherish so much, hold so much, you know, cannot let go. Once it's happened, you know, then you become crazy, you know. So like that. So this can be learned. The point is that, you know, as I mentioned teaching before, time of the death, you can't bring together, you know. Just live happy, no choice, you know, you cannot hug and bring, you know, not possible. You know, you have to look many angles and sometimes let go, you know. So then, that's become very easy, you know.
So, you know, 我们的看待事情的个心呢，就决定我们所得到的觉受是怎么样的。哦，我们得到觉受究竟是快乐的还是痛苦的，就看我们的这个心相续是怎么样去看待那件事的。哦，对于我们大多数的人来讲，对我们来说了哈，因为呢，我们的真爱执着的心呢太过重了，所以呢，当有事情发生的时候呢，我们通常都会发疯，我们通常都会发疯的。哦，所以当死亡发生的时候，死亡是最最严重、最艰难的那一刻发生的时候，你必须告诉自己了。一定要告诉自己，其实呢，这一切的东西，无论是什么东西呢，你都不能带走的，你都没有选择，你都不能够带走的。所以呢，你一定要告诉自己，这样你一定要学会呢放下。
Okay, so that's I think I hope I answer your question, huh?
所以你问的问题很好。
So like that, this very, very important topic, also rejoicing is one of the.Very important in daily life. You know, if you know how to rejoice, then your life will be happy. You know, if you don't know how to rejoice, your life will be miserable. You know.
所以呢，这个问题问得好，因为呢，随喜呢也是非常重要的功课。它在我们的日常生活中呢，如果我们懂得怎么样随喜的话呢，我们就会活得很快乐。如果我们不懂得怎样随喜的话呢，我们就活得很痛苦。
Okay, so I think we stop here. Then we see you 29 in September. Okay, so Rinpoche is coming here, so 2 weeks we have Rinpoche will teach. So 29, we will start the class. Yeah, September.
所以呢，今天我们就讲到这里，然后我们下堂课呢就是9月29号，我们在这里同样时间我们再讲，可是呢应该不是 see you then, see you afterwards at the airport 所以等一下呢，因为今天Rinpoche苏巴上师会乘搭飞机来新加坡，你们都收到了那讯息啊，所以你们可以去机场欢迎他，所以晚上见。
Okay, we do the dedication.
所以现在呢，我们就做回向。
Also, there's on the table there's some mala. If you want anybody like, we really need, we really want, there's some mala on the table. Whoever like, you can take.
还有那个桌子旁边，我看不到那边有一些念珠，那些。喜欢或者需要或者要用它来念诵的朋友呢，你可以去那边把这个念珠呢请回去啊，可以自己念。
And also there's some precious high your pill, so those who want to eat as a blessing, then I have some. You don't want to eat, then don't please don't take. Yeah.
还有这里有马头明丸的加持甘露，那些想要吃，这个是给你吃的哈，你就可以拿。如果你不要的话，就不要拿。
So also this pill have many blessing water from different holy mountains. You know.
这个甘露里，这甘露丸里面呢，其实有很多很多不同的圣山的泉水啊，它用来制作这个甘露丸，还有它其实喇嘛们念了很多经文呢，加持过的。
Oh yeah, okay, to dedication, yeah.
好，现在我们就做回向。同样的，我们的回向呢是双语的，就是英文、中文、英文、中文。来，31面。Due to the merits of these virtuous actions, may quickly attain the state of a Guru Buddha and lead all living beings without exception into that enlightened state. May the supreme jewel Bodhicitta that has not arisen arise and grow, and may that which has arisen not diminish but increase more and more.愿以此功德普及于一切，我等与众生皆共成佛道。愿此珍贵菩提心，未生令其速生起，已生令其不退转，辗转增上恒滋长。Page 33. Just as the brave Manjushri and Samatabha draw to realize things as they are, I too dedicate all these merits in the best way that I may follow their perfect example. I dedicate all these roots of virtue with the dedication praised as the best, but the victorious ones thus gone of three times so I might perform good works.勇猛文殊如宝了诸法，大行普贤菩萨亦如是，未能随从彼等清净学，我将此等上根皆回向，正如一切三十善士佛所赞种种回向中最深，未行普贤行我亦如是，将此善根各个皆回向。所以9月29号，接下来你们也可以参加Rinpoche 的法会，你们可以注意看到有些法会你们其实是可以参加的。